fun, as I will say. Well, what God said is, it's on as long as we've still got time. That's what he said on the talk this morning or yesterday. I think that, just to remind everyone, basically we asked our colleagues, specifically from the Department of Transport, but obviously working closely with colleagues from other departments, especially the DPLG, to go off, and they asked for this morning as well, extra space this morning, and we were more than willing to give that. Because I think we're in agreement as a committee as to what we want. But capturing it in legislation and working through the minefield of other existing legislation and the Constitution and its schedule is, I think, what I'm hearing is proving to be a complicated task. So let's just have a report, which is going to be, I think, to ask for some more time. So over to you, Jim.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, we've taken into account the intent that the committee is saying that we need to achieve. I think we are all on the same page that in terms of the institutional changes that we need to effect within the world, the devolution of functions needs to be effected as part of that process. But there are certain complications in relation to that. And we've had a meeting with the Department of Provincial and Local Government this morning. And conceptually, we are on the same page. But when we started drafting the details of, and we had said that we will bring the wording here today of the changes that need to be effected in the bill. But when we started drafting the details, we began to hit certain minefields, if you want to call it that. And we feel that some of the details, the devil is infected in the details, and our view is that if we want to have a completely watertight bill that addresses the constitutional imperatives on the one hand, as well as the legislation from the provincial and local government side, we are of the view that the Department of Transport team will need to work jointly with the team from the Department of Provincial and Local Government in terms of the details, in mapping out the details, so that we have a much more tighter solution in the world. So it's around that stage that we are there. But I think maybe the team can add to what are the real complications that we are actually having at this point in time.
We're obviously quite anxious to release these issues. It's a little bit too much, but if we can just give out the text of what. When you say the team, you mean the other team. Fine, okay, I'm fine.
Chair, thanks. We're looking for a mechanism to achieve the policy in your vote. The problem is this, when you define municipal public transport, the implications of the Constitution is that function then vests in the sphere of government, meaning all categories of municipality A through C and D. Now, the policy that you're trying to effect, certainly when it comes to specific aspects of the function, is a policy that is looking for some form of functional asymmetry, where you can give certain functions to your metropolitan municipalities, but not necessarily to others. Now, currently, we think that the only way you can do that in the Constitution is to define the municipal public transport function very narrowly, so it sets the floor of the basic basket that's in there. And then through the other provisions of the Constitution, which allow you to assign functions to individual municipalities, depending on whether they have the capacity and they agree, you would then put those functions in that basket, as opposed to in the basket of what is inherently a municipal public transport function. So it's really at the point of trying to craft that mechanism in text that I think the colleagues are struggling with. But I think we can find that mechanism.
Yeah. Yes, Chair, I think as transport specialists, we have an idea in our heads of what our municipal transport functions, but we have to fit in with the framework that Mr. Powell has mentioned. And I think that's basically it. So, defining what is what function, I mean, to fit in with the legal framework is proving to be a bit more difficult, but it's but not impossible.
Any questions from the I'm literally getting into a deep sea now, and I'm not understanding what the problem is. Because I think we were saying that, you know, we must not really separate with municipalities in terms of this function. We must legislate for these municipalities to bring the power down. But then, in respect of acknowledging that certain municipalities do not have the necessary capacity, then we must make a provision that affords or enables the provincial structure to fill in. You know, to function on behalf of those municipalities without their capacity, other than trying to legislate for different capacities that are available in municipalities. So definitely it's going to be one of the most problematic way of crafting legislation for that. But if we devolve to all municipalities and then we provide for upper structures to fill in for those municipalities without the necessary capacity, until when those municipalities have the necessary capacity. I think that's what that was my understanding. But this is the input that we have received from GPLG, it's like, it is based on legislation for different capacities in municipalities. I may not be putting it 100% correct, but that's what makes me to get it.
I think it's one question. Why CFTV has to be on the
Well, look, we're not transport experts. We're trying to find a way to assist. The problem, as we understand it, is that you want certain aspects of the municipal public transport function to go to metropolitan and other municipalities, but not necessarily to all municipalities because they don't have the capacity. That's how we understand your policy framework. The question is, how do you do that legally within the framework of the Constitution? There's two ways potentially to do it. The first way to do it is to define all of the things that you want these municipalities to perform as part of the definition of municipal public transport. The problem with that approach is that once you do that, by virtue of the Constitution, that function is an original function for the sphere of local government. In other words, every category of municipalities, A, B, and C, has the constitutional right to exercise that function. It doesn't require the permission of another sphere of government or enabling legislation. So in effect, you've got a symmetrical arrangement. All that you can do is to, in the non-metropolitan context, i.e. outside of your Category A municipality, you can make a decision in terms of the Structures Act whether it should be performed at local level or district level. So your sphere has the function, you can shift it between B and C. But it has that function as a matter of constitutional right. So that's the first way of doing it in the first place problem. The other way of doing it is to define the municipal public transport function very narrowly so that those things that you want to be performed by some but not all, you deal with those as functions which are then assigned to those municipalities. So you exclude it from the definition. The definition would apply to all municipalities, but would not include those things which you only want to apply to some municipalities. And those things that you only want to apply to only your metropolitan municipalities, you would have to assign it in terms of Section 1564 of the Constitution. So it's finding that mechanism which is difficult. I think the problem that they articulate is that some of those functions which they want to either include in the definition as the municipal public transport function or assign to metropolitan municipalities are being performed by provincial government, your operating licenses and your subsidies. So that's the difficulty from our point of view.
Okay, but now if they're not a route, let's take the first option, define municipal public transport quite wide. So it's an inherent, quite a broad definition of what is inherent to the local system. Mm. So your point is taken, you can't make it inherent and then say, but in the broad sense of it. But obviously there are ways of saying but, which is where situations where in terms of municipal legislation one permits intervention or the running of those buses by another state
government. The constitution chair in fact gives the discretion to a municipality to decide whether to perform any function or not, depending on the capacity that it has. That's a decision by that municipal government. The only basis for intervention in the Constitution is where a municipality fails to perform an executive obligation in terms of legislation or is in persistent and material breach of its financial obligation. And it's a very circumscribed corrective intervention through Section 139 of the Constitution. There are other measures in the Structures Act. But basically, you can't divest a municipality of its right to exercise the function which
other
is a function.
Other than in these very limited cases.
Yeah, you'd have to amend the Constitution to do that. That's the problem.
Okay.
So it throws you back on the assignment provision.
Okay.
I look, I don't know if our legal advisor has got anything to add to that.
Yeah, no, that's what could, okay. I mean, I was aware that national takes over, but it's in these very limited cases. Okay, and that's not what we want.
Yeah, I just wanted a little bit of clarity, Chairperson. There is this other body called the Demarcation Board, and sometimes it looks like it gets involved in those particular functions that certain municipalities can do, and those that cannot be done, then I think they recommend it to other structures. What's their role and which sections of the constitution are they using? And let's
look at that next.
The Municipal Demarcation Board is created by the Demarcation Act, the Municipal Demarcation Act, which comes from, I think it's Section 155 of the Constitution, which provides that national legislation must set out criteria for demarcating municipal boundaries, but must also provide for an appropriate division of functions between categories of municipalities. Now, the point is correct about the role of the Municipal Demarcation Board. It does these capacity assessments of municipal functions, and then it makes recommendations to government. Now, a distinction is drawn between two types of functions. You've got functions which only our minister can authorize municipalities to perform, and you've got other functions which an MEC can authorize municipalities to perform. But in both cases, all that can be done is to shift the function between a B and a C municipality. Irrespective of the findings of the Municipal Demarcation Board, an MEC, for instance, or our minister, cannot divest a municipality of its right to exercise the water service authority function or the sanitation function, or in the case of a municipal public transport function, which has been assigned to it by virtue of the definition, the municipal public transport. So it's not something that can chop out a section of the sphere and say you can't perform that function or denude its right. It can just simply shift it from one level of the sphere to the next. I don't know if that's clear.
And okay. You can't use that as a mechanism. Okay. So in short, we're falling back on your advice. The one option we've got, either one, is a narrow definition. You know, which is impossible. Mm-hmm. So just take us through, not you, Steve, but just contextual, narrow definition of what we mean by municipal. That's quite tricky to get that right. Just really true, for instance, OLD operating license. Mm-hmm. so that would become an assigned law. Just run us through, maybe we can now through the round on how to think about it. Tricky, obviously, to get it right, but what we sort of looking at is this particular thing. The narrow definition would include things like what? Planning, obviously.
Planning, movement of persons and goods. Operate and maintain a land transport information system.
That's the things that were in that job.
Yes. What were we actually expecting from what was the OTA function? Promote publicity with respect to public transport system, information to users, all those kind of
And then, in order then to accomplish at least the beginnings of the first wave of you applying the mechanism. Now, what is the mechanism for doing that?
Just before we go there, maybe just to make the point that there isn't a category called assigned function, right? There's functions that vest in one of the three spheres of government, and they would put it into one of those categories. Now, assuming that those things that ultimately you want to go down to metros, but not all municipalities, is in the national government category, the way national government would deal with those functions is that through section 1564 of the Constitution, chapters 9 and 10 of the Municipal Systems Act, it would initiate a process to assign the authority to perform that function to particular municipalities. The municipalities must satisfy two criteria constitutionally. They must have the capacity to perform the function, and they must agree to the function. Assuming that those criteria are complied with, there would then be procedural steps in the Municipal Systems Act which require certain full costs and so on, of the financial costs and implications. Prudential mechanisms which look at trying to make the whole process as rational and efficient as possible. It may take slightly longer, but ultimately if you do go that route, you will then have the possibility of achieving the consolidation of the functions that you're looking for. It's just another mechanism that you have to comply with.
I noticed you began all of that by saying if the particular intended assigned function is with the national minister,
yeah.
That's what you do. But I don't say for the national minister, because the national minister is not the challenging issue. If they vest this with the province,
it's a really difficult situation. I mean, there's not very much legal kind of insight into what happens then. But it's from our understanding of the transport sector, we're not transport experts. We wouldn't want to define the function,
yeah,
per se. But,
no, but let's say we're talking about operating licenses.
Operating licenses.
Implementing,
yeah,
an integrated public transport network.
What seems to have been the case in the transport sector is that, to some extent, the Transition Act has continued practices that existed. Some of them may have predated the local government dispensation, even the constitutional dispensation, I don't know. But the legislation would have assigned those responsibilities to the provincial sphere of government. So there's an argument to make that they are in fact assigned to the provincial there's nothing that prevents a step from revoking an assignment and reassigning them onwards. The counter argument is that they are inherent in the provincial transport function, but that then depends on how you define the provincial transport function. Your options are, as we see it, if you define the provincial transport function also narrowly, as excluding those functions, then they become national functions. Or you can define it in a way that takes care of the current situation by saying license operating functions unless assigned by the national minister to municipalities. That would be the way in which you might probably do it. Neither is water site though. It hasn't been tested in court for.
Yeah.
I don't know fine whether
Chair, I'm listening to what is being said, but this is the main aim is to devolve this particular function to local government. And then when devolved to local government, then it has got the empowering effect into local government. You know, I would like to hear, you know, how can we be assisted to achieve that, devolving that function to the local government, and without differentiating categories of local government. But then for this particular local government that we know that they may not be in capacity to actually provide mechanisms of intervention. You know, I would like to hear somebody who actually assists us in achieving that. Because, if we legislate differently to these categories of municipalities, we are actually perpetuating the difference between these local municipalities. And you don't assist the people that you wanted to do. I would like a comment or a suggestion that assists us to achieve the main thing that we want to do, evolving these to local government. And make sure that it goes there and that it rests in there, but I agree, I don't feel that the municipalities may not have capacity to help. But then we provide for intervention by certain structures or certain sphere of government. But on temporary basis, while that municipality doesn't have capacity, and there is a certain obligation to assist that municipality to have capacity to fulfill that one. That is the direction that I thought we were moving, and that we need assistance to. Not to turn U-turn and face other directions.
I think that's the page we're all on. I'm not hearing anybody in disagreement about the fact. But the challenge is that you're saying you want them to help, and that's the challenge.
Yeah.
And what we're hearing from DPLB, and I think that is, I think we also have, we probably need to look at the process. We're not going to be able to do our way, particularly the shape. If we want to school what we want to do here, then we need to find a route which is the charter. I think as a committee, by the way, we should make an input into the other process, the larger process, the policy process that DPLB is currently leading, which is the role of provinces, of local government and so on. So maybe once we through this process, in the media, we should actually write a report, which is a multi-party in character, and comes from this process, making an input into that. Because as we're not necessarily transport experts, but as people who are passionate about transport, assisted by experts from the department in transport, we can see that there's a serious effective public transport. And it relates to the sphere of the government. I don't know whether we write a report or not. We arrange it. We can think of another mechanism, but I think the what we're trying for. So let's put that to one side. I think what we're bumping into are lessons learned from the contribution of the cost, which is one of the contributions, but there are problems, and the problems relate to the itself. Undermining of coherence and of ability to continue that this is how we're going to start from. I'm sure that there's other issues of it, but we can see that quite strong. So, and I think in the debate we'll make this point, in the House and so on, but let's try and follow it up with a more serious thing from the House. Okay. But now that doesn't help us in the need. We're not trying to make legislation that is, if I'm understanding right, because I share your concern. We're not going to write into legislation a discrimination about different and therefore lock its capacitated local government currently into a legislative permanent second class citizenship. So what we're looking for can't be doing that, but it's got to create a space in real life to acknowledge that there are different levels of confidence currently. And our solution to that is to move where we can, but at the same time to make sure that we have a developmental approach to where we can't, and we're not locking in, disqualifying a whole range of instances, whatever and ever, on the more that remains our mandate.
Yes.
I think I'm
yeah,
that's
what I thought.
We
should
save
one direction
and go to okay. Is there anything more we need to say on this at the moment? Because really what they're saying is they're hearing us. I think they're hearing us. No problem. In fact, we're all in the same boat, I think. They're really saying, can we just have a bit more time? Obviously, because I think the other problem that they're signaling to us is that if the assignment is essentially in the hands of the nationalists, then we all have a stake. But that might just have to do with personality and stuff, so we need to be careful about that too. that won't be such a big problem. But if it's MECs who are deciding about how much and how quickly and how rapidly to evolve, we might have a problem, might lock ourselves into a problem. But if we say lots of loud things about the national, that we might end up with a problem with the next But maybe that's what we have to deal with, actually, with ability. At the end of the day, the solution is this. We have to make sure that we're within the Constitution, that we write good legislation. The achievement of what we're trying to do is actually in quite a bit of political leadership. And also this part of that, I guess, from the ruling party of the League.
Yeah, okay, I mean, we do feel so we're not by any means experts in the transport sector. But if the decision of the process is that the municipal public transport function goes to the sphere as a whole, right, irrespective of the capacity of the sphere, then you're presented with fewer problems, right? You're still going to have the problem of the fact that there isn't the capacity outside a metropolitan municipality. So you'd be sending them a function that the majority of the smaller ones are not going to perform in 20 years. So you've got to have an extremely effective capacity building program and graduate those municipalities up. Remember, they're going to be audited, the capacity, the demarcation board is going to do assessments, all of these things. That can be done. That's not the problem. We thought that the policy direction, which presented you with the problem, was that you only want part of the function to go to part of the municipalities, not all of the municipalities. That's where we get into the problematic mechanisms of the constitution. It's easy to achieve that first objective, assign a function by through the definition or through the assignment framework, no problem. It's more difficult if you do want to distinguish between A's and B's. But that's not our call, that's the transport policy.
Okay, and you can hear that maybe, because maybe as a commission, that's what Lemmy is in a certain point, is we practically, 2010 and other considerations, we want to move very quickly on this. But we certainly don't want to correct the fence between current metros and the other. Obviously, the one you need functions and paths, so that means great public transport networks, hopefully in metro, and you might never happen, in a municipality or whatever. So the complexity of what you're dealing with, but the ability basically to plan, license, regulate in other ways, and implement public transport is something that we think that is a case in a municipal public transport, with the exception of some other forms of public transport, like long distance, public transport. The heart of public transport, and it's those three or four things that we think function near as much as one. That is not a capacity.
Yeah, I just wanted to check because the comment that you said out now, I'm not sure whether maybe understood the kind of intervention you're talking about, where a municipality has no capacity. You know, the capacity to the municipality is another thing, but an intervention where the provincial come in and do those XYZ things on public transport or within a municipality that doesn't have a capacity to execute that. That's what we are saying. You devolve the function and a municipality that doesn't have the capacity to do it, then you can have a provincial intervention. While on the other side, then you have got this other obligation of capacity to the municipality, to reach a certain level, but while there is another intervention of assisting you to execute those particular functions until they actually reach the current capacity that is transferred. So that's what one thing, and the other thing, I think you are saying that is the simplest thing as compared to the administration you are saying, that is the problem.
Quite how the problems and non-performances are picked up is a serious matter.
Yeah.
But I think what Eric was saying was that in terms of legislation and the constitution, the easy thing is to laws and the standard functions are much deep.
Yeah.
What then happens in real life? Obviously then probably can't necessarily do that, even if that's exactly what we want to do, without taking into account the other layers. Can I kind of say just that?
Jefferson, we agree that the planning function, the service delivery function, the regulatory function, as well as the monitoring function, ultimately, should be a single tier. Those are your four, critical functions. But the issue always is the practical aspect of implementation. And that practical aspect is related to how do we phase in the function to the rest of the municipality. Yes, in the instances of certain municipalities, they might not even take up certain functions ever. But that's their job.
Yeah.
And their conditions will determine that, the concrete reality. So I believe we are on the same page. But provide for that intervention on how to get there.
And that's in terms of constitution and legislation on the one hand.
You can't take the function from the municipality.
No, you can't take it. That's not a question of taking it. But how do they offer help more?
You must help the municipality. There must be support provided.
Yeah.
But that doesn't give you the right to take over that function where it is incapable of performing that function.
Yeah.
You can only do that through Section 139 of the Constitution, and that's a very restricted.
Okay.
But you certainly can support the municipality.
Okay. So what's the problem with them? That's not being challenged. I mean, the big what's the big issue? The big issue, if I'm not mistaken, is essentially we go for the broad definition and make it an inherent function. We're taking away operating license and board from the provincial and subsidies. They're seeking it. We're taking away from the problem and making it an inherent function.
But I think from what we are hearing now, from the we consider them in fact as the same function. It is both the operating license function and the regulation function are in fact the same function. They are not inherent. We have to argue that case. These are in fact not inherent provincial functions. So we can then maybe try and bring them into the next field for it to be assigned. Because before, the subsidy issue, and the subsidy function was at the next field.
Yeah.
And then, over the last 10 to 15 years,
that's
the first part.
So it still comes into our budget.
The part of the problem this morning is that we agreed to follow conceptually.
Yeah.
We started framing something, and then we began to realize that it was very good. But and the details between the other things that I believe they are available this afternoon. So maybe we can work together in mapping out the details. And I'm quite certain that we can.
Okay, thank you. Maybe we should more respect. I think Derek wanted to say that. Okay. The, this, I think what we would like to see is, if you vacillate between caution and bold, obviously we need to get to that, right, because it might be bold, but things like a little humans and waste of time. But I think let's be prepared to give it both. If you want to say what I say. That if the route is to say, look, in terms of legislation, operating license and borders and assigning this function. But I think because if we tiptoe around the matter, we'll end up just spending a lot of time, which is an opportunity to do something, and we'll tiptoe around it and actually just end up with the same problem that we've got. And I think that in the political process, this is what we're delivering, this unashamedly slide of 2020. And it won't be even accurate to the problem to do an impediment to getting some of the two things in the way. And I don't know if you're disagreeing with
that. We have another problem with our agenda. We can't say what. We must move forward and make things happen. And like what I'm saying is, all of us, we must be thinking in one direction. What is there that we need to do to make sure that what we want to see happens? And then that's it. And then that will assist us to move forward. Not prohibitive for the negative.
Okay.
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 Then
there are two other minor issues just before we break. And I'm going to give you some So one is the transnet. Can I just check? My memory of it, remember, I don't know, the transit was saying that a little bit worried, not promoting our attention to involve standards of metrics now, not how much that is for metrics, but issues around pipeline or designing ports or whatever. But we do want freight to just get the teaching for the planning of metrics. We want public transport to be the heart of what they're doing, but freight logistics is not unlinked to that. But they're not going to regulate it. They might regulate the flow of freight transport to it and things like that, but they're not going to make they're not going to decide how transnet freight rail operates or whatever. They might even ask it to schedule it, but it would be a polite request. It couldn't be an operational decision. They might ask it. So can we just double check that we when we come back that we in between your policy time of CCLG, if we could make just a little bit of time for transport, just to see whether, because we are still sympathetic as a committee to what transport is raising, and we're not suggesting you're unsympathetic, we're just saying, let's make sure we've got it enough. In what's right. It's not a big thing at the moment, but then down the line, in 5 years, there's nothing. I think we've talked about. I mean, the other complicated issue, potentially complicated issue, was the vested rights. I think we were taking that into the response, and you're not doing further work on that. And your impression is also really good. But otherwise, we like what the law draft in the 15 years. I think that's my impression. So that's the other
comment. Yeah, there are two comments on that one on the transmit. And definitely, there is local government and municipality must be enabled to, to learn all of the things that we set on their own operation. Regardless of them, the one. To operate the digital operating in an island. We can't be connected. We only have to go with 3 spheres of government. Not, we don't have the portal. So therefore, we operate within another sphere of government. So that sphere of government must be enabled to do certain things that are affecting operation. And therefore, it's your comment that it should be supported. They should just have a little bit of that and see that. We are not finding ourselves totally exempt in Transnet. I have to do things as if we see in other municipal authorities. We can't do that.
But essentially, what you're saying is it's all the national scale.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a department, it's an SMB in it.
That's very good.
And
I think that is as well.
The right on the debate. I was certainly quite happy with dropping across on the live preference. So anything else that we need to say this year, other than good luck? Okay, seems like no good luck. Thanks for that. We appreciate that it is complicated and we'd rather.
I think from the committee side, we're getting a much more clear picture of the issue.
You need that hour in the morning.
9:05.
Okay. So, I apologize for that, but it's minor. Let's make use of daylight, all right? All right. So can we think of something again? And we are going to try and find that.
And I think Jefferson needs to realize that there are a number of critical and fundamental consequential changes. Because the framework we now design is very different from what we feel to have to at the time of the which means even the notion of the school is not
tomorrow in some way is more critical. It's a hard word to say. Then Monday could really be, maybe Monday afternoon. Thank you.